Jack, Steve, and Tracy.
Everybody get up.
Man, hey, you know, I didn't know my co-host was Krusty the Clown.
Hey!
There's so much Simpson knowledge and things you retain, which is hilarious because you can't remember what you ate 15 minutes ago.
No, I haven't had anything.
Bozo, one of the guys that played Bozo the Clown passed away last week, and you said, "Do you know, Steve? Do you know this? Let me tell you something." That Krusty the Clown was loosely based on Bozo.
That's true.
And I didn't
know that.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what he told me. Once a week, he'll give me some sort of drop some knowledge on me, something that I probably don't need to know, and that was last week.
Yeah, I don't know how I know that stuff.
And you also know that Adam Sandler is the producer for The Price is Right?
But not the Adam Sandler.
He walked around telling everybody that.
It's 5:32, and this is Sunny 101.5. Breezy and milder with increasing clouds. The high today, 50. Wow.
Oh,
I should have
worn
shorts. What am I doing?
Wow.
What am I doing?
But right now.
I didn't know that. I wasn't prepared. I came with my big winter coat, and I'm riding in going, it feels kind of hot for this.
Well, it's 27 right now. That's why.
That's true.
And you are.
That's Tracy.
I know, it's after, it was only 3 days
I know, and I'm
out
just,
of here, but I you know. Missed me terribly,
yes,
I know.
Yes, we did.
Sunny 101.5 with Tell Me Something Good.
Tell me something good. Tell me something good.
All right, it is 6:16, and this is something I definitely wanted to know about because... we talked about it last week.
We did.
I'm just curious to see how the crowd was and all that stuff.
We just had the best weekend. Of course, you heard us talking about my daughter Delaney's musical at Grissom Middle School, mm-hmm. and The Wizard of Oz. My gosh, the crowd was awesome both nights. I mean, it was packed.
Great.
It was packed. My dad came from Ohio, my dad and his wife, which was just awesome.
How did he like the show?
Loved it.
Yeah?
Loved it. Just, he couldn't believe Delaney. I mean, she definitely nailed her witch role. I mean, she was wicked.
Oh, yeah?
And, it was a totally different side of her that was so fun to see. All of the kids did so awesome. I mean, I had so many highlights from the show. But, you know, and it was funny because afterwards, I mean, she was pretty scary. There were kids waiting in line to get their picture taken with her after the show, which
right?
was hilarious because she was all green. And, you know, looked pretty wicked. But, man, the kids somehow, you know, seemed
to
resonate.
That's a tough thing to, you know, working with kids, putting together a show like that. That's a lot of work.
Huge.
Was there a dog? Was Toto in it? Was the dog in there, too?
Yes.
But you know what?
They used a real dog last year. This year we went with the stuffed dog.
Oh, they did?
They did because they just, last year they said, okay.
That's tough.
Yeah, it is tough. And so, you know, I just, a big thank you to director Laura Scott, Mrs. Cummeth, teacher there, Miss Mott.
Mm-hmm.
So many people donated so much time for this. And, you know, Laura's a huge fan of the show, the Jack, Steve, and Tracy show. She actually gave us a shout out after the performances.
Oh, thank you. That's
talked
nice.
About her radio interview because she was so excited. And, you know, I'm going to steal her words because she was bummed that this got cut out of one of her interviews for time. But I mean, it's so true. She said, it is amazing what kids can do when you believe in them.
Mm-hmm.
And just what these kids pulled off and, you know, just it's not an easy age to sing in front of your peers and to do all of that performing and role playing. And man, what a great experience. And it was awesome.
Yeah, it's tough to sing in front of people. I'm sure I got over it, and I'm sure people think that they wish I didn't get over it. But that's good. That's a good thing. Very good. That's,
absolutely.
All right.
Tell me something good. Tell me something good.
Jack, Steve, and Tracy.
The morning show is great. I listen to it every day.
All the latest Hollywood drama, hookups, deals, and scandal. Radio Paparazzi on Sunny 101.5.
Sunny. 6:54, and here's Tracy.
Thanks, Jack. Well, Taylor Swift made a donation to the student-led gun reform movement, March for Our Lives. She went on Instagram talking about her donation before the actual march in D.C. on Saturday. Mm-hmm. She said she was just really moved by the Parkland High School tragedy and that, well, no one should have to go to school in fear of gun violence or to a nightclub or to a concert and so forth. Well, Taylor has been previously criticized for not taking a stance on political issues. So no word on how much money the pop singer donated to the cause.
I'm sure it was a fair amount.
I would think so. Well, Jumanji, welcome back to the jungle. And Stranger Things were the big winners at the Nickelodeon 2018 Kids' Choice Awards Saturday night. Mm-hmm. Jumanji 2 took home the award for favorite movie, while actor Dwayne The Rock Johnson was named favorite movie actor in the film. Meanwhile, Stranger Things was named favorite TV show, and Millie Bobby Brown won favorite TV actress for her role in it. In the music category, Fifth Harmony was named favorite music group.
Bad. I tell you, when I call them bad, when I mess up, I do it right.
You own it.
Yeah, I own it, because there's two things. One, remember when it first came out with Dancing with the Stars, the idea came out. I said, that show's never.
What season are they on now?
No one's ever going to watch that.
Yeah, what?
That thing is like huge. And the Jumanji movie, I thought that was going to be their first flop So when I call
just a little.
Man,
you know what? I'm telling you, that new Jumanji movie looks great.
Yeah.
By the way, but you probably thought it looked bad, but well, I'll never forget funny. That.
When I make those
that show will never take off. Oh, it's still going on after 20-something years?
Well, Justin Bieber involved in yet another car accident. His car was rear-ended while he was driving in West Hollywood on Friday night, so it sounds like this one wasn't his fault. Nobody was hurt, but the other driver's Range Rover suffered, well, a crumpled hood. Mm-hmm. Meanwhile, his G-Class Mercedes escaped with just a small dent.
Really?
Yeah. This isn't the first time Bieber's car has been, he's been involved in a car accident in L.A. Last July, he unintentionally hit a paparazzi with his pickup truck.
Oops.
He wasn't charged in that incident.
Uh-huh.
Oh, Paris Hilton lost her $2 million engagement ring.
What?
In the most Paris Hilton way possible. Are you ready for this? By clubbing in Miami in the wee hours of Friday morning.
Uh-huh.
She was waving her hands in the air like she just didn't care. When off it went flying. And then there was this exhaustive search of the VIP area. Finally, her bauble was found in an ice bucket two tables down from where she was partying.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. They say she cried with relief when it was safely back on her finger. You think? Oh, my gosh.
$2 million.
But her fiancé apparently was astonishingly calm, onlookers said. So, Well, Pacific Rim Uprising claimed the number one spot at the box office this weekend. And that ended Black Panther's five-week run in the top spot.
Yeah, it was quite the run.
Pacific Rim brought in $28 million. Now, dropping to second place, Black Panther added more than $16 million to
become a lot of money.
The highest grossing superhero film of all time. Are you ready for the total now?
Yes.
$630.9
million. Wow.
Isn't that amazing? Meanwhile, I Can Only Imagine landed in third place, and the animated Sherlock Gnomes debuted at number four.
Mm-hmm.
Tomb Raider rounded out the top five.
All right.
All righty. Here's the birthday game.
Oh, boy.
All right. I always love because we have the weekend to choose from as well. So Sunday. So these folks celebrated a birthday yesterday. Elton John.
Sir Elton John.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Don't you forget it.
Reginald Dwight?
I don't know. You would know that. He was in... Did you see... By the way, movies. Not to digress, but did you see The Kingsman, the new Kingsman? I told you got to watch
that.
No,
I haven't seen
it. He's in it.
Oh, he's in it?
They brainwash him. And they they don't torture him, but he's got to sit there and perform for nobody constantly. He's in it. It's actually him.
Wow. Well, he's 70... He's 72.
77.
71.
Oh.
Wow. Sorry.
Sarah Jessica Parker.
Ah.
I'm going to say 50.
Oh, That's what I was going to say. I can't be like you.
No, you don't. You don't.
You don't.
You don't want to be like me.
51.
53. Oh. And Aretha Franklin.
70.
I was hoping Jack was going to sing here.
What you want?
Baby, you make me feel.
There
like.
We go.
I'm sorry about that.
I love it.
75.
Now, I don't even want to think about you feeling like a natural woman.
Like a natural woman.
You said 75? You said 75?
Yes, I said 75.
79.
76.
Oh, come on.
Advice? We know who to ask.
I don't care about hurting your feelings because I don't know what feelings are.
It's Tough Love with Siri on Sunny 101.5.
Okay. Let's see. Oh, here's a good question. Siri, what do you think of restaurants that give you free breadsticks?
Restaurants give you breadsticks as a scam to trick you into eating a bunch of bread and filling up on food, so you can take advantage of all of their deals on expensive, all-you-can-eat items on their menu. Don't be fooled. You may think that they are hooking you up with free food, but there is always a catch. Nobody gives you anything for free. They are scamming you somehow. Granted, I haven't done the math on this whole theory, I just know that if you get it for free, it isn't worth it. Literally and figuratively.
Man. Bring them on, though. I love the breadsticks.
Want some tough love from Siri? Just send an email to siri@sunny1015.com. More tough love from Siri tomorrow morning at 7:50. Sunny 101.5 with Jack, Steve, and Tracy's Life Hacks.
All right, 7:45. Let's see. You ready?
I'm ready.
Okay, what's yours?
You ever find plastic wrap really challenging? You know, like
I
you're all thumbs.
I hate
it's
that
It's sticky.
Stuff.
You can't. No. It's sticking to itself. No, it can be a nightmare.
I won't buy it.
You seriously don't? See, no, I just bought some, and some brands are better than others.
I
have the trick for you. All you need to
good,
do
I need this,
is you need to store that cling wrap or plastic wrap or whatever brand. I'm not making a judgment on any brand, uh-huh. But you store it in the refrigerator, and chilling it makes it easier to, you
okay.
know, to use and pull apart and the
well,
whole
then
nine
I'll
yards.
Go back to it then.
Yeah, try
but
that.
I'll give it another try.
Well, I'll tell you another thing. It's not only that it's just irritating getting wadded up and it will
right.
stick and everything,
right.
but even that cutter edge, I can't. The ones I get, it's
yeah,
not
you know what, you're
right.
enough. I've not
cut,
sharp
so
enough
true.
To cut it.
I've literally cut my fingers more on those edges.
Am
than,
I sounding irritated?
No,
yeah.
You know what? The only thing that's worse, okay, and I'll sound even more irritated, is mailing tape, like that clear
yeah.
packaging
yeah.
tape.
Yeah, when that gets
oh my
stuck
gosh,
on itself,
it doesn't matter. I thought it, at first it was because I was buying a cheaper brand, and then mm-hmm. I went more expensive. It's all a nightmare.
Yeah, it is. It's irritating. But I'll go back to, I'm going to try
yeah,
that.
Yeah, try it. Try putting it in the refrigerator.
Okay. Thank you very much for that one. Steve?
Yeah, do you have, now Ellie's really big into this. You drive by a Arby's or any fast food, anything that looks remotely like a fast food restaurant.
Yeah.
She goes,
mm-hmm.
Fries?
Fries?
Fries? So if you want
cute.
Hot, fresh fries, you got two options here.
Mm-hmm.
All right. One, you just ask for fresh fries. Now, do they take ones and throw them back in the oil to make them seem hot and fresh? Maybe. We don't know.
I don't know.
We did. That is the unknown.
Okay.
And they'll usually say, yeah, you want some, just give me a minute. You have to wait a couple minutes. Or an alternate to that would be just say, I'd like no salt on my fries. And
they have to. Yeah.
They have to. But be, right. Be aware, a word to the wise, doing the second, the no salt approach, they may hate you a bit. They might go, oh, not this guy.
Yeah, I'm not going to
no
be
No salt
happy.
Guy. Right,
right.
Because they're forced to do it, you know. But
right.
Okay.
So there you go. That's how you can get your best hot, fresh French fries.
Okay. Now, speaking of that, you know, I think we all have bread makers at home. Do you?
I do not.
Oh, you do not?
No,
well,
I don't either.
There's
hey,
nothing.
Jack, I never would have guessed that you made your own bread.
Oh,
ever.
I haven't.
Hey, hey, guys, we all have a bread maker, right? Am I? No, you're the
but
only
I've
one.
But I've been present when it is comes right out of the
oh,
the maker.
Yeah.
Is there anything
yeah.
better than that?
No.
Oh, my gosh.
No, I have a friend, Judy, that makes homemade bread. And man, yeah, there's nothing like Judy's
really,
homemade bread.
It should be against the law, actually. There's nothing good about it. But because you can just, I can't stop eating it.
No.
But anyway, it has to do with the, when you're cutting it, though. If you turn that bread upside down while cutting it, this will save you from getting annoying squish slices that nobody wants except me.
Yeah, I
don't care because I think they taste the same.
Yeah.
But presentation-wise, that's part of being a great chef. Your presentation is, you know, part of the whole thing.
Absolutely.
So put it upside down, cut it that way, and then you won't have those annoying squish slices.
That's a good idea.
I have breaking news.
You have breaking
news? Yeah, breaking news. Yeah. We got a message on Facebook from Steve.
Yeah.
Great name, by the way, Steve. Press and seal better than plastic wrap.
Absolutely.
Press
Yeah, I've never.
Yeah, no, I've tried it, and I agree with him. Press and seal is much better. Yeah.
All right. So maybe that's there's
but
my
life
hack for tomorrow.
I was trying to be, you know,
I'm going back
diplomatic without.
Yeah, I'm gonna try it.
About brands.
I'm not close-minded.
I'm not. Press and seal, here I come.
Jack, Steve, and Tracy's life hacks. Making life just a bit easier.
Sunny 101.5, 7:55, and time for Go Figure. So here's Steve.
Time for guess how much money this woman won. Okay, so let me cut the music.
Okay.
We're going to get serious
for
a minute.
Oh, man. Whoa.
All right, I've done this. Sorry, not to be all, you better do this, but.
Yes.
So there's this app on your phone, all right?
Right.
It's called HQ Trivia. I've done it a few times. They ask, it's a set amount, I think it's like 12 questions.
Oh,
okay.
Uh-huh.
And then you win a prize at the end of it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So I've only made it to like question 6 or 7.
Okay.
And once you're out, you're out. But you can watch the rest of the people go for it. So here's this one. She actually won. Are you ready for this response?
All right. Let's hear it.
All right. Hold on.
Then I get it.
She's crying. She won. Just let this soak in, and then we're going to ask you guys both a question. The dog gets involved in a second here. Everyone's excited. It goes on. Wait, you're about halfway through. She's on the floor now, screaming.
So we're supposed to guess how much. Well, I'd say.
Wait, what are we supposed to guess?
How much
she won from this trivia app.
Yeah.
You win money. They do it
in
this
response. What would you think she won? How much do you think she won? I'm going to say that sounds like that sounds like at least $10,000 to me.
Yeah.
At least
five.
Well,
if it would be a go figure, I'm going to just go the opposite direction and say 100.
Okay, so let me say how this works. It's called HQ Trivia. It's a trivia show that they do live from the creators of the Vine application.
Okay.
Launched in October on iOS.
Yes.
Players compete each day at 3 p.m. and 9 p.m. Eastern to win cash prizes.
Okay.
And it's actually risen to thousands of dollars over the past few weeks. Now, unfortunately, throughout the month, to cash out, you need to win at least $20. And how this works is they can be 1 million people on there.
Oh.
If 100,000 people win the 12
they all
have to split the prize pot.
Right.
So she was going nuts over $11.30.
$11.30. That's right.
$11. So think it was colossal. Now, here's the funny part of it now. She can't even cash out on that $11 because throughout the months, you need to win at least $20 to cash out. So she still got $8.70 to go.
Keep her away from the lottery because if she ends up winning that, there's no hope.
Go figure. True stories about real people being really stupid. It's time now for Bogus or Bargain, the fun radio game where your ability to recognize a real bargain could make you a winner. Here's how it works. We'll read three classified newspaper ads. Two will be bogus and one a real bargain from the South Bend Tribune's classified section. Just tell us which ad is the real bargain and win. Bogus or Bargain. Only on Sunny 101.5.
And if you can give us the bargain, we will give you, we'll give you a couple things. We'll give you the a movie bundle here. Justice League and Lego Batman digital downloads, if you can tell us which one's the bargain, okay? Start off with the Marvel DVD collection, Thor, Wolverine, Avengers, and more, $50. Next, 1998 Ford Escort hatchback.
Oh.
Around 200,000 miles will run with a little TLC.
Wait, hold on. So it's not running.
Well, evidently not.
It's not a bad car.
Yeah, but he's only asking $200 or best offer. So
that's not bad.
That's up to you there. And last but not least, the Vox AC30 guitar amplifier, 2005, missing foot switch, but in excellent condition, $600. All right. 236-1015. Good luck. Sunny 101.5. Who's this?
Hey, this is Joe.
Joe, what do you think? What's the real bargain?
I think the real bargain is number one.
The Marvel DVD collection. Let's see. Thor, Wolverine, Avengers, and more. $50. That's bogus. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Thanks. All right. Bye-bye. Sunny 101.5. Okay, we eliminated the Marvel DVD collection, so it's either the Escort or the amplifier.
I think it's the Escort.
The 1998 Ford Escort hatchback, around 200,000 miles, will run with a little TLC, $200 or best offer. That's also bogus. I'm sorry. It's
not. Fucking
Jack. All right. Thanks for playing.
Yep.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
I stepped it up this week.
Yeah, you should feel extra proud of that.
Jack goes, man, I don't have anything for... I said, I'll get the fake ones. And I guess I did all right. Now, the Marvel DVD collection, I think, was a... I mean, that could definitely make sense.
Yeah, the real one was the Vox AC30 guitar amplifier.
How much do they want for... That's a good amp.
2005, missing foot switch, but in excellent condition. They want $600.
Is it a Valtronics or no?
Yeah.
No, it wouldn't be if it's an AC30. You know who plays those amps?
Who?
Brian May from Queen.
Oh!
That's his go-to amp. And the Beatles. Use Vox amps.
Oh, I know, yeah. God, back in a long time ago.
I mean, yeah.
All right, coming up next, it's Radio Paparazzi 822.
This is the Jack, Steve, and Tracy Show on Sunny 101.
Jack here. Hey, I'm Steve.
And I'm Tracy.
Tomorrow, someone could win cash with the Super High-Low Jackpot, but even better yet, someone could win meat.
Oh, wow.
Just wheel
you know what?
Meat.
We're going to have a guest spinner in the studio, too.
Oh,
we are.
A friend of mine who is he's a longtime fan of the Wheel of Meat, and he's very excited.
Okay, very good. Well, we look forward to that tomorrow on Sunny 101.5.
Jack, Steve, and Tracy, weekday mornings from 5:30 till 9. You can listen live worldwide at sunny101.5.com. Thanks for listening.